الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد The author he mentioned رحمه تعالى باب أذى الجار باب أذى الجار The chapter with regards to harming the neighbor With regards to harming the neighbor. This is likewise from those major sins that are forbidden in al-Islam, in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, to harm the neighbors and to bother them and to annoy them in any manner, rather the right of the neighbor is considered something that is great in al-Islam and it must be honored and it must be respected, and it must not be violated. It's been collected by Bukhari and Muslim from the Hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ما زال يوصيني جبريل بالجار حتى ظننت أنه سيورثه. That Jibreel, he continued to advise me and to order me with the rights of honoring and respecting the neighbor until I thought that he was going to cause him to inherit, and until I thought that he would bring revelation to me with regards to the right of the jar, of the neighbor, that he would receive a portion of the inheritance because of how much he was ordered to respect them and to honor them. So the right of the neighbor is something that is great, and it's not allowed to violate that, rather harming the neighbor in any manner, with the tongue, with the speech, or with the actions, or from any aspect, is considered from the major sins. The author, he says, وَقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, in the statement of Allah the Most High, وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ. And the author, he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah An-Nisa. And this is a portion of a verse which is known to the people of knowledge as Ayat al-Huquq al-Ashara, the verse of the ten rights. In this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا, and worship Allah alone and do not associate any partners with Him whatsoever. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and be kind and nice to the parents. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى, and to the relatives. وَالْيَتَامَى, and to the orphans. وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, and to the poor, and to the needy. And then this portion of the verse comes. وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, and the neighbor who is a relative. وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ, and the neighbor who is a non-relative. وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ, and the companion by your side, and the one who is with you while you are in residence, or likewise the one who is alongside you while you are traveling. وَصَاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَبِنِ السَّبِيلِ, and the wayfarer likewise that you meet that is on the path traveling. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ, and that which your right hands possess. These are the ten rights mentioned in this noble verse. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورًا, and indeed Allah, He does not love the one who is arrogant and boastful. So from these rights mentioned in this verse is that which the author has mentioned here. وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, and the neighbor who is a relative. This has been interpreted to mean a number of things. From them is that which Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma has mentioned. الْجَارِ, الْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, الْجَارِ أَلَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ قَرَابًا, the one who is a neighbor and he is a relative. It's been mentioned likewise, الْجَارِ الْقَرِيبِ, Al-jar al-qarib, the one who is near you, the neighbor that is close to you, and he's close to you, yani in proximity. Wal-jar al-junubi, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he mentioned, Al-jar al-ladhi laysa baynaka wa baynahu qaraba, the neighbor that does not have any relative, the neighbor that does not have any ties of relatives with you. So upon this understanding here, the neighbor who is a relative and the neighbor who is a non-relative, this is what is intended here. Or the neighbor who is close in proximity, and likewise the one who is further away. Some of the Salaf, they had mentioned that the neighbor, he is the one who lives 40 houses from you, in the front and in the back and on the right and on the left. And he's going to this distance. And they will all be considered neighbors. And this is what has been mentioned. But no doubt the people who live in close proximity, who see you and see your property, and the likes like this, these are definitely from the neighbors. And those that you pass by them daily, any coming and going, and they pass by you likewise, these are considered the neighbors. So this is the issue here. وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, the neighbor who is close, with the neighbor who is a relative. Likewise, it's been mentioned about this. Some of the Salaf said, وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى أَيْ الْمُسْلِمْ الْجَارِ الْمُسْلِمْ وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ أَيْ الْيَهُودِ أَوْ النَّصْرَانِ الْيَهُودِ أَوْ النَّصْرَانِ, يعني the neighbor who is a Muslim and the neighbor who is a Jew or a Christian, meaning a non-Muslim. وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ, يعني جريسك في الحضري ورفيقك في السفر. This is what has been mentioned likewise. The sahib, as-sahib bil-jamb, he is the one who accompanies you and he sits along with you and he's your companion and friend while you're in your residence, and he's not traveling. And likewise, the one who accompanies you while you're traveling. Meaning again, these individuals here, they have specific rights that Allah has mentioned in this noble verse. The shahid here is the mention of the rights of the neighbor, the one who is a relative and the one who is a non-relative, the one who is near you and the one who is not near you, the one who is a Muslim and the one who is a non-Muslim. So the people of knowledge, they mention that, yani the neighbor, the right of the neighbor, it varies according to his relationship with you. So we have a neighbor who is a Muslim and he's a relative and he's a neighbor. So therefore, he has the rights of the brotherhood of Al-Islam, and he has the rights of the relatives, and he has the rights of the neighbor. All three of them together in this one individual. He's a neighbor, and he's a Muslim, and he's a relative. So now he has three rights upon that person. Three of them making the situation and the honor and the respect one will have for that individual even greater. Even greater. And violating those rights would be even more severe. Then we have the neighbor who is a Muslim, but he's not a relative. So therefore, he has the rights of the al-Islam, and he has the rights of the neighbor. So he has two rights, even though he's not a relative. Then on the other case, we have the one who is a neighbor, and he's a relative, but he's a non-Muslim. He still has the rights of the neighbor, and he has the rights of relatives and kinship, even though he's a non-Muslim. And then likewise, there's an individual who will be considered a neighbor, and he will have the rights of a neighbor, and he's not a relative, and he's not a Muslim. Meaning he's a disbeliever and he's not a relative. The only ties he has with that person is the fact that he is his neighbor. So therefore, that right is established, and it must be fulfilled, and it must not be violated, and it must not be disrespected. He has the right, even if he's a non-relative, and even if he's a non-Muslim, and even if he is a non-Muslim. With regards to the issue of the non-Muslim, it's been collected by Al-Bukhari in Al-Adab Al-Mufrad. And he mentioned with this chain, rahimahullah ta'ala, to Mujahid. Mujahid ibn Jabr from the Tabi'een. Rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, Kuntu inda Abdullah ibn Amr, wa gulamuhu yasluhu shatan. He said, I was in the home of Abdullah ibn Amr, radiyallahu anhuma, and his servant was skinning a sheep. Yani they had just slaughtered a sheep. So he says, فَقَالَ يَا غُلَام إِذَا فَرَقْتَ إِبْدَى بِجَارِنَا الْيَهُودِ. يَا غُلَام إِذَا فَرَقْتَ إِبْدَى بِجَارِنَا الْيَهُودِ. Mujahid is listening. He says that Abdullah, he says to his servant, Oh my servant, whenever you finish, and he finished slaughtering the animal and skinning it and the likes, begin with our Jewish neighbor. And he began by distributing the meat from this animal that we're slaughtering. Begin with our Jewish neighbor. فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ. So an individual who was along with him, and he in the gathering, he said, أَلْيَهُودِ أَصْلَحَكَ اللَّهِ. He said, a Jew, may Allah rectify your affairs. And he meaning that he found this to be something that is not correct and not proper. أَلْيَهُودِ. This is what he said, أَلْيَهُودِ أَصْلَحَكَ اللَّهِ. He said, the Jewish man, may Allah rectify your affairs. This is what was said to him. قَالَ إِنِّي سَمِعْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يُوسِي بِالْجَارِ حَتَّى خَشِينَ أَنَّهُ سَيُوَرِّثُ. He said that indeed we used to hear the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordering us and advising us to honor and to respect the rights of the neighbor. until we thought that he was going to cause him to inherit. Yani to consider him from those who will take from the inheritance. And it's known that only the closest of individuals in ties of relations, in ties of blood and kinship, they're the ones who inherit. They're the ones who inherit from an individual, those who are the closest in his blood ties. So this is an indication again of the great right. Of the great right, even if a person, he is a non-Muslim. Here in this case is a Jew. In this case he was a Jew, but he was a neighbor. So he realized this affair and understood this affair. And this must be honored and respected, and he'll be kind to the neighbor. He'll be kind to the neighbor. To fulfill the rights of the neighbor, the people of knowledge have summarized this in 2 points. And the first one is to be kind to him and to be nice to him from all aspects of kindness. From all aspects of kindness, and he with speech and with action, by smiling and being cheerful and being courteous and saying kind and good words, and likewise giving charity, being helpful, and the likes like this. This is one aspect from all aspects of doing good and being kind that one can perform, whether it's with statement or with action, whether it's with statement or with action. And the second point is that one, he must refrain from bringing any harm or annoyance or bothering the neighbor in any aspect. He must not harm the neighbor. He must not harm him, not with loud sounds, not with trash in the yard, or not with anything that would disturb or bother the neighbor. And to the extent even the Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that if a person, he were playing the Quran in his house, for example, on an audio out loud in a manner that it disturbed his neighbor, this would be considered not allowed. It would not be excuse for him to say, well, I'm listening to the Quran, I'm listening to the speech of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then he would turn it up in a manner that it would disturb the neighbor. This is not allowed. So if it's not allowed to disturb him with the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla in this manner like this, then that which is lesser than that, no doubt it's not allowed. So therefore, this again, it comes down to 2 affairs. This is to be kind and nice and courteous from whatever aspect one is able, and likewise to withhold the harm and to refrain from bothering or annoying the neighbor in any aspect. This narration that the author, he mentions after this is referring to this affair and some of the wordings. So the author, he says, عن أبي شريح رضي الله عنه مرفوعة, that has been narrated by أبي شريح رضي الله عنه, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليحسن إلى جاره ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقول خيرا أو ليصمت أخرجاه. In this narration, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says that whoever truly believes in Allah in the last day, then let him honor his guest. Then let him honor his guest. And whoever truly believes in Allah in the last day, then let him be good to his neighbor. Then let him be good to his neighbor. And whoever truly believes in Allah in the last day, then let him say that which is good or be silent. Then let him say that which is good or be silent. And the point of evidence in the shahid here is clear. فَلْيُحْسِنْ إِلَى جَارِهِ مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُحْسِنْ إِلَى جَارِهِ. Then let him be good. Let him be nice. Let him be kind to his neighbor. Some wordings likewise from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, فَلْيُكْرِمْ جَارَهُ. Let him honor and respect his neighbor. Let him honor and respect his neighbor. Likewise, it has come as well from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, فَلْيُحْسِنْ إِلَى جَارِهِ. And in the same wording. So this has come, this wording here, this advice to have al ihsan, to be nice and kind and courteous, to do good to the neighbor, has come from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the narration of more than one companion. In some wordings likewise from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawm al akhir wa man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawm al akhir fala yu'dhi jarahu. Then let him not harm his neighbor. So in some wordings it has been mentioned that whoever believes in Allah and the last day truthfully, and whoever truly believes in Allah and the last day, then let him be kind and do good to his neighbor. And in other wordings likewise it's mentioned, whoever truly believes in Allah and the last day, then let him not harm his neighbor. So the ihsan and the goodness that one he will do to the neighbor and fulfilling the rights of his neighbor will not be complete. Will not be complete until he also refrains from harming him. Until he also refrains from harming him. From any manner, not parking vehicles in his car in front of his house in a manner he dislikes, or taking his place, or leaving trash in the yard that's harmful for him, and the likes like this that blows into his yard, or any other aspect, loud sounds or noises, or disturbing commotion, and the likes like this in times that's not proper, so on and so forth. All of this is not allowed. It's not allowed to harm the neighbor. It's not allowed to harm the neighbor. Any with things that are permissible. So with something that is haram, like music, for example, with the bilah, this is even more severe. This is even more severe and more worse, and more great. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So the author, he says, وَلِيَمُسْلِمٍ عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ مَرْفُوعًا. And it has been collected by the Imam Muslim from the Hadith of Abi Hurairah رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَاللَّهِ لَا يُؤْمِنْ وَاللَّهِ لَا يُؤْمِنْ وَاللَّهِ لَا يُؤْمِنْ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I swear by Allah, he doesn't believe. I swear by Allah, he doesn't believe. I swear by Allah, he doesn't believe. قِيلَ مَنْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was mentioned to him, he said, who are you referring to, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Qala alladhi la ya'manu jaruhu bawa'iqah. The one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the one who his neighbor is not safe from his bawa'iqah. The author, he says, al-bawa'iq al-ghawa'il wa-shurur. Al-ghawa'il wa-shurur. The bawa'iq, yani his evil and his harms. His evil and his harms. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's negating the faith from this person. And he's swearing by Allah to emphasize that. Wallahi la yu'min. Wallahi la yu'min. Wallahi la yu'min. This is something severe. This is something serious. I swear by Allah, he doesn't believe. I swear by Allah, he doesn't believe. I swear by Allah, he doesn't believe. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's the most truthful. He's the most truthful. So a person, he will swear by Allah azza wa jal to emphasize his statement. A person, he will swear by Allah Azza wa Jal to emphasize his statement. And many times whenever a person maybe will be doubtful. But no one will be doubtful about the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here it's even more emphasized that he began in this manner swearing by Allah. And then that what he's swearing about is that this person, he does not believe. He does not believe. And this is an indication likewise of the fact that this is a major sin. Because as we have seen from the signs and the things that indicate that an action or a statement is a major sin is that the faith will be negated. Nafyul iman. The people of not, as they mentioned, al-imanu la yunfa illa bitarki wajibin aw irtikabi muharramin. That the faith will not be negated in the text. He does not believe. Wallahi la yu'min, like this. Aw la yu'minu ahadukum. Not one of you believes in this manner like this. That this is never negated except for someone who left off something that's an obligation or perpetrated something that is forbidden and a prohibition. And a prohibition, meaning that it's something major. Meaning that it's something major. He did not fulfill the rights of faith. So whenever the faith is negated like this, in this manner, this is an indication that this is an obligation of faith. This is an obligation of faith. And that the faith will become deficient. It will become deficient in a person who will be exposed to the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal by perpetrating the likes of these affairs. By perpetrating the likes of these affairs whenever the faith is negated. Likewise, we've seen in the previous class as well, laysa minna. He's not from us. He's not from us. This has the same meaning. This has the same meaning. And also similarly, it's not negation, but man kana yu'min. There's a condition here. A conditional sentence. Jumla shartiyya, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. The one who really believes in Allah and the last day. Any meaning that the one who did not honor his guest, or did not honor his neighbor, or did not refrain from harming his neighbor, or did not respect the rights of his neighbor, then he did not truly believe in Allah and the last day. So this is an indication again that this is something major. This narration here in Sahih Muslim is clear. It's clear that faith is negated. So this is an indication that harming the neighbor, or even the fact that the neighbor, he does not feel safe from the harms of his neighbor. And this is the case here. قِيلَ مَنْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, said to him, who are you referring to? Who does not believe? Who are you swearing by Allah that they do not believe? They do not have faith. A messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَلَّذِي لَا يَأْمَنُ جَارُهُ بَوَائِقَهُ. The one who his neighbor is not safe, does not feel safe from his harms and evils. His neighbor does not feel safe from his arms, from his harms, and from his evils. And from his harms and from his evils. So this is something, again, that is major. This is something, again, that is major. So it's incumbent in any event, the neighbors, they will not feel afraid of you or afraid of your harm. And this is from the completion and the perfection of faith. That the neighbors will not be afraid of our harm. And this is from the completion of our faith. They will not be afraid that we will harm them in any manner, or disturb them, or bother them, or annoy them in any manner. They will feel completely free from that. They'll feel completely free from that. They will never think that, or that would not come across their mind from the neighbor who is a Muslim, fulfilling the rights of his faith. From a neighbor who is a Muslim, fulfilling the rights of his faith, regardless of the faith of the neighbor. Regardless of the relationship of the neighbor. If the neighbor was a Muslim, the right is even greater. If the neighbor was a relative, the right is even greater. If the neighbor was a relative and a Muslim, the right is even greater and greater. Even if he's a non-relative and a non-Muslim, the right is great. Likewise, wallahi la yu'min. This is the case here. Again, so the author, he says, وَلِي تِرْمِذِي وَحَسَّنَهُ عَنِ بْنِ عَمْرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا مَرْفُوعًا خَيْرُ الْأَصْحَابِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرُهُمْ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَخَيْرُ الْجِيرَانِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرُهُمْ لِجَارِهِ. The author, he mentioned the narration collected by Tirmidhi and declared to be Hassan, and that it is authentic, from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, خَيْرُ الْأَصْحَابِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرُهُمْ لِصَاحِبِهِ. The best of the companions, meaning the people, and amongst each other, the best of the companions, those who have companionship and friendship amongst each other, is the one who is best to his companion. The best, with Allah, the best of the companions with Allah Azza wa Jal, the best of the individuals that are in company with each other, and their friendship and their love and companionship for each other, the best of them with Allah Azza wa Jal is the best one to his companion. The best one to his companion, meaning the people that accompany one another, the best of them. And the one who has the greatest reward with Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who is the kindest and the best and most courteous to his friend and to his companion. And then after this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ الْجِيرَانِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرُهُمْ لِجَارِهِ. And the best of the neighbors, the best of the neighbors with Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning the one who has the greatest reward, the one who has the greatest reward, and the one who is nearest to Allah Azza wa Jal from them, and the one who is nearest to Allah Azza wa Jal from them, خَيْرُهُمْ لِجَارِهِ, the one who is best to his neighbor, the one who is best to his neighbor. So therefore, fulfilling the right of the neighbor from being kind and being courteous, and that which is normal and custom, and likewise refraining from harming them in any manner, with speech or with action and deed, this is from the obligations of faith. And this is something that must be performed for the sake of Allah, seeking the reward of Allah, hoping to have the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So again, this is something that is from the deen. And this is something that also displays and clarifies the beauty of Al-Islam, how it has given great concern to the rights of the people, respecting and honoring them. And that these rights, they must be upheld, and they must be performed for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And a believer, he must fear Allah with regards to these rights. He must fear Allah with regards to these rights. And a person, he will not truly perform the rights of Allah until he performs the rights that Allah has given to the people. And from that, here we see the right of the neighbor. So now the author, he says, وَفِي الْمُسْنَدِ وَصَحِيحِ الْحَاكِمِ عَنِ ابْنِ عُمَرْ مَرْفُوعًا عَنِ ابْنِ عُمَرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا مَرْفُوعًا أيما أهل عرصة أصبح فيهم امرؤ جائع فقد بريت منه الذمة. The author, he says, and it's also in Al-Musnad, by Al-Imam Ahmad, and the authentic collection of Al-Hakim, Sahih Al-Hakim. Allahu A'lam, Al-Hakim, he has a book called Al-Mustadrak, and it was written for authentic narrations, but many of them, they are not authentic. And the work of Al-Hakim, rahimahullah, it has narrations that are authentic in it, and has others that are not. But he says here, it's collected in these two works, from the hadith of Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أيما أهل عرصة. عرصة محل ومكان الحي والمنطقة. Anyone from the people of a neighborhood, أصبح فيهم امرؤ جائع فقد بريت منهم الذمة. Anyone who is in a particular neighborhood or vicinity or an area, and there is someone who has come to the morning while he's hungry, amongst them, then indeed he has freed himself from the protection, from the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. Meaning that it's an obligation to look after the neighbors and those who are hungry in a person's neighborhood, they should be taken care of. And there should not be anyone hungry. And he should not be allowed, meaning that it's not allowed for a person that himself, he has money and he has food and he has his needs met and his neighbor is hungry. And his neighbor is hungry and his neighbor is starving and his neighbor is going through the pains of hunger and the likes like this. This is what it's intended here. Although this narration has some weakness in it, the narrations that precede, they are correct and they have a similar meaning. So the author, he says, وَفِي صَحِيحِ الْحَاكِمِ وَفِي صَحِيحِ الْحَاكِمِ عَنِ ابْنِ عَبَاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا مَرْفُوعًا لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ الَّذِي يَشْبَعُ وَجَارُهُ جَائِعٌ. Also, it has been reported in Sahih al-Hakim, meaning in al-Mustadrak, by al-Imam Hakim, rahimahullah, from the hadith of Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma, that the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Laysa al-Mu'minu. Here we have the faith being negated again. Laysa al-Mu'min. A believer, he's not the one who is full while his neighbor is hungry. Laysa al-Mu'minu aladhi yashba'u wa jaruhu ja'i. The believer, he's not the one who he himself is full, and he full and satisfied while his neighbor is hungry and starving. While his neighbor is hungry and starving. So this is an indication likewise that this is a major sin. And this is the clarification of what of one aspect of the rights of the neighbor. That the neighbor, he should look out for his neighbor. And he should help him. And he should aid him. And if he has his needs met, and he knows that his neighbor is deficient in his needs, or he does not have his needs met, he should look out for him. He should look out for him. And if there was a neighbor who has all of his needs met and he's full and he's comfortable in his house, while his neighbor is hungry, while his neighbor is starving, while his neighbor does not have what he needs any from his provision and the likes like this, then this is a sign of a weakness in faith. Rather, from the completion of faith is that a person, he will check any after this affair, especially if they're believers, especially if they're relatives. But even if they were not a believer nor a relative, he still has that right of a neighbor. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُ مَنْ بَاتَ شَبْعَانٍ وَجَارُهُ طَاوٍ وَجَارُهُ طَاوٍ. Here it says طَاوِيًا, but any what is correct, وَجَارُهُ طَاوٍ, says ismun manqus. The ya would be deleted here because it's marfu'. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ, in one wording, لَا يُؤْمِنُ مَنْ بَاتَ شَبْعَانٍ وَجَارُهُ طَاوٍ. Whoever he spends the night full and satisfied from food, he does not believe. This person, he does not believe. The one who spends the night satisfied and full, any from food, and his neighbor is hungry. His neighbor طَاوٍ يَنِي جَائِعٍ, and his neighbor is hungry. So this is all a clarification of the rights of the neighbor. So this is from the major sins likewise. This is from the major sins likewise, that a person he will harm his neighbor, and that a person he will not fulfill the rights of his neighbor. And from that is that he will look after him and help him if he's able to. After this the author, he says, Babu al-istighfaf bi ahli al-fadl. Babu al-istighfaf bi ahli al-fadl. The chapter with regards to belittling and considering insignificant the people of virtue and nobility, the people of virtue and nobility, أهل الفضل يعني أهل الديانة وأهل الطاعة والاستقامة على دين الله عز وجل وأهل العبادة, the people of virtue, يعني the chapter with regards to the clarification that is from the major sins. To belittle, and to mock, and to laugh at, to belittle, and to mock, to put down, and to consider insignificant, and to take lightly the rights of the people of virtue, meaning the people of religion, and the people who are known for piety, the people who are known for knowledge, the people who are known for worship, and for being steadfast upon performing the obligations and avoiding the prohibitions, and the people of virtue, rather it's incumbent to honor them and respect them, and for that virtue. For that virtue, the people of religion, the people of deen, the people that what's known from them is that they are upright and steadfast upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is apparent from them is that they are people of religion and people of virtue and people who have concern for the rights of Allah azza wa jal and fulfilling the commandments and avoiding the prohibitions and holding fast to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what is apparent from them. then it's incumbent to love them for that, and to honor them for that, and to respect them for that. And as they are firmer in that, then likewise that honor should be greater. That honor should be greater and greater. Any according to that level of knowledge, that level of steadfastness, that level of obedience, that level of nobility and honor and respect that comes from establishing the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, to belittle them or to mock them or to put them down, this is from the traits and characteristics of hypocrisy, waliyadhu billah, to put down the people of virtue and the people of religion and to laugh at them and to mock them or belittle them and the likes like this. This is from the traits of the hypocrites. And at the head of the people of virtue, they are the people of knowledge. And at the head of the people of knowledge, first and foremost, they are the noble companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, after then, the tabi'een and the atba' tabi'een. This is the head and the leaders of the people of virtue and the people of knowledge and the people of deen and the people of religion. And then likewise, those after them from the people of knowledge upon their way. And likewise, the people of virtue from the laymen, the people of worship, and the people who are known, again, to be steadfast upon the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's not allowed to mock them or belittle them or to put them down or to consider them insignificant and the likes like this. Rather, they should be honored for their religion and for their deen and the good that they're known for. So the author, he says, An ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma marfu'a, that it has been narrated by Ibn Amr, Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ليس منا من لم يرحم صغيرنا ولم يعرف شرف كبيرنا صححه الترمذي. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, ليس منا, he's not from us. Again, this is the bara'ah, an indication that this is a major sin. Not meaning that he's not from us, meaning he's not from the Muslims, but meaning he's not from us, those who are fulfilling the rights of al-Islam. Those who, if they die in this manner, they deserve to enter paradise without any punishment or any reckoning. Laysa minna, he's not from us, and he from this aspect. Meaning the person who's falling into this affair is perpetrating and committing a major sin. Committing a major sin. But it doesn't mean that he's a disbeliever. Again, this has proceeded. Laysa minna, he's not from us. The one who does not show mercy to our youth, any to our those who are young from the youth. And he does not know the honor and the nobility of our elders. He says it has been authenticated by At-Tirmidhi. So the Muslim in general, he must be honored, the young and the old, and according to their steadfastness, and that which is apparent from them, and that any would determine the level of that, and those who are known for their good manners and their noble conduct and holding fast to the obligations of Al-Islam more and greater, then they have greater right to be respected and to be honored and to be loved for the sake of Allah. After this, the author, he says, وَلِي أَبِي دَاوُودِ عَنْ أَبِي مُوسَى مَرْفُوعًا. And also it has been collected by Abu Dawood from the Haditha Abi Musa رضي الله عنه, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, إِنَّ مِنْ إِجْلَالِ اللَّهِ إِكْرَامُ ذِي الشَّيْبَةِ الْمُسْلِمِ وَحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ غَيْرِ الْغَارِ فِيهِ غَيْرِ الْغَارِ فِيهِ وَالْجَافِي عَنْهُ وإكرام ذي السلطان المقسط حديث حسن. So the author, he mentioned the narration of Abi Musa radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, إن من إجلال الله, that from the honor and the veneration and the magnification of Allah Azza wa Jal, من إجلال الله يعني من تعظيم الله سبحانه وتعالى, from honoring Allah and respecting Allah and venerating Allah Azza wa Jal, is that one, he will honor the Muslim who is old with gray hair. And the Muslim who has grown old with gray hair. So this is something that Allah has ordered to be fulfilled. This is a right that this man has. And likewise the woman, the Muslim who has reached old age. And it's apparent in their hair, with gray hair and the likes like this. And they're upright. And then they should be honored. They should be honored, growing old in Islam, growing old upon the straight path. Then they have a right. They have a right upon those who are younger than them, and they should be respected and they should be honored. And this is from honoring and venerating and magnifying Allah Azza wa Jal. And magnifying Allah Azza wa Jal, fulfilling the rights and honoring the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal requires to honor the rights that He has given to the people. And from them, the Muslim who is old. that who is old and has gray hair, meaning that any person, he will be kind to them, and he'll be courteous with them, and he'll be forbearing with them, and he'll be patient with them, and he'll overlook their faults and shortcomings, and he will respect them and honor them in the gatherings, and he will show preference to them in the gatherings and in the meetings and so on and so forth. And he's showing respect and love to them and being kind to them, and he for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, smiling and being courteous to them, checking on them, respecting them, showing them their right and making that apparent to them, and the likes like this. All of this is from the beauty of Al-Islam and from fulfilling the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal and the magnification of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And likewise, Wahamin Al-Quran, the carrier of the Quran, the one who is not going to extreme with regards to that, nor the one who is negligent, meaning the one who is carrying the Quran properly. Not everyone who memorizes the Quran or recites the Quran is truly considered carrying the Quran. Rather, some of them, they carry the Quran, but they go to extremes with regards to that, and they innovate in the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they transgress the limits, like the Khawarij, waliyadu billah. They memorize the Quran. They memorize the Quran and they recite that. La yujawizu hanajirahum. It doesn't go past their throats though, meaning it doesn't sink into their hearts, and therefore they innovate in the deen of Allah, and they misinterpretate the verses of Allah according to their desires. Waliyadu billah. So this is considered yani al-ghali fi kitabillahi azza wa jalla. Walau kana hafidhan lahu. Even if he was memorizing, or even if he was a reciter, but he misinterpreted those verses according to his whims and desires, and introduced innovations, and using the Quran as an evidence for him in that, and the likes like this, and going beyond the boundaries and the limits, in this manner, this is all considered al-ghulu, and not from those who are truly carrying the Quran. Likewise, in the other extreme, there are those who learn the Quran as well, and they know the book of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, but they do not abide by it. Rather, they contradict it in their statement and action. Maybe they will memorize the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal and the verse with regards to the 10 rights. For example, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. And then they'll call on the graves, or they'll call on others besides Allah Azza wa Jal, or the slaughter for the jinn. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. This person here, he's not a carrier of the Quran. He's not a person of the Quran. He's not implementing and applying the Quran. He's not reciting it properly. He's not reciting it properly. Likewise, the one who does not fulfill the rights of the parents. After this, Allah, he mentioned in this verse, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Maybe he memorizes these verses. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. He memorizes these verses by heart. He recites them maybe in the daytime, for example. But then whenever he deals with his mother, his tongue is sharp, and his patience is short, and he's rude. And the likes like this. This is a jafi. وَلَوْ كَانَ حَافِظًا. Even if he memorized the Quran. Even if he memorized the Quran, this is considered yani jafi. He's not fulfilling the rights. He's negligent with regards to this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-Quran hujjatun laka aw alayka." The Quran is a proof for you or against you. So this type of person here, yani the proof, the Quran will be a proof against him. Likewise, Allah he mentioned, "Wala yaghtab ba'dukum ba'dha," and that one of you should not, and that you should not back by one another. Wailul likulli humazatil lumaza. We memorize the likes of these verses, and if somebody he will belittle others and mock them. And he will belittle others and mock them and carry tales about them and the likes like this and spread rumors about them and expose their faults, so on and so forth. Even if he memorized the Quran, it would not benefit him like this. It would not benefit like him like this. The one who we're ordered to honor, and that honoring him is from honoring Allah, حامل القرآن غير الغالي فيه ولا الجافي عنه. Not the one who is going to extremes with regards to that, and also not the one who is negligent. Any meaning the one? Those who Allah has given the book and they recited the true recitation, meaning they understand it, meaning they read it and they recite it, they know how to recite it properly, and they recite it properly, and they understand it, and they apply it in their life. It has come authentically in Sahih Bukhari. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يأتي القرآن يوم القيامة وَأَهْلُهُ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ بِهِ. That the Quran will come on the day of resurrection and its people, those who used to apply it. So the people of the Quran, there are those who apply the Quran. There are those who implement the Quran in their lives, in public and in private. These are the people of the Quran. Even if somebody did not memorize the verses, of being kind and nice to the parents, for example, or the verses with regards to backbiting. He's not somebody who memorized a lot from the Quran, but he knows these rulings. And he knows that this is something that Allah has ordered in his book. And he fulfills that the best that he can. And he establishes those rights that he knows. Although he did not memorize yet those verses, he will be considered from the people of Quran, and the Quran will be approved for him. Bidnillahi ta'ala. As for the one who memorized the whole Quran, and he can recite it precisely and properly, but he does not apply it. Rather, he contradicts it in his creed, waliyadu billah, or in his statement, or his action, his deed, waliyadu billah, then the Quran will not be approved for him. It will not be approved for him. So the one that we're ordered to honor here, he is the one who is moderate with regards to that, meaning he learns the Quran and the rulings of the Quran, he recites the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he strives against his soul to apply it in his life. To apply it in his life with wa ikram, the sultan and muqsit, and likewise to honor and to respect the just ruler. To honor and to respect the just ruler. So all of these people here, they must be honored for the sake of Allah, honoring them and respecting them for their nobility and their honor and their status. The one who has grown old in al-Islam, the one who's grown old upon the straight path, upon the deen of Allah, upon performing the obligations and striving against the soul to establish that. The one who's grown old and his hair has become gray, upon striving against the soul to leave and stay away from the sins and avoid that which is impermissible. This person, he has a great right, and he must be honored and respected. And honoring and respecting him is from honoring Allah Azza wa Jal. It's from honoring and magnifying and glorifying Allah Azza wa Jal. Likewise, the one who's striving to learn the Quran and to memorize the Quran and to carry the Quran properly and to implement it in his life and to benefit from that, and it's displayed in his manners and conduct, and he helps others likewise, calling them to that. This is the one who's truly carrying the Quran. It's an obligation to honor him. The people of knowledge, they're at the head of this, and they should be honored and they should be respected. And they should be honored and they should be respected. And at the head of them again, the Sahaba. They should be honored and they should be respected and loved for the sake of Allah. And everyone on their way. And everyone on their way. Likewise, the Muslim ruler who is just, and the Muslim ruler who is kind, and the Muslim ruler who is upright, also he should be respected and honored, and honoring and respecting him is done for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the author, he says, Wali Ahmad bi sanadin jayyid, and it's been narrated by Ahmad likewise, with a chain that is good. Laysa minna man la yujillu kabirana, wa la yarham sagirana, wa la ya'rif li'alimina haqqahu. The author, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, the narration connected by Al-Imam Ahmad. He said, بِسَنَدٍ جَيِّد, with a good chain, meaning that is authentic. لَيْسَ مِنَّا, again, negating that he's from us. And he meaning this is an indication that the person is performing a major sin. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَا يُجِلُّ كَبِيرَنَا, the one who does not honor and respect our elder. وَلَا يَرْحَمُ صَغِيرَنَا, and he does not show mercy to our youth and those who are young from amongst us. وَلَا يَعْرِفُ لِعَلِيمِنَا حَقَّهُ, and he does not know the right of our scholar. He does not know the right of our scholar. So therefore, it's an obligation to realize the right of the virtuous and those who are noble in al-Islam, beginning with the people of knowledge, at the head of them the companions, as has preceded radiallahu anhum, and those after them upon their way. With knowledge and virtue, it's an obligation to honor and respect them, and it's from the ways of the people of desires to belittle them, to mock them, and to turn the people away from them. Waliyadu billah. And likewise, the Muslim in general, the young and the old, they all should be honored and respected, according to their deen, according to what is apparent from them, from their steadfastness upon the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. Upon the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. In any case, it's not allowed to belittle the people of virtue, to consider them insignificant, or to mock them, or to laugh at them. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. After this, the author, he says, بَابُ إِغْضَابِ الزَّوْجِ. بَابُ إِغْضَابِ الزَّوْجِ. The chapter with regards to angering the husband. The chapter with regards to angering the husband. Meaning that, likewise, this is from those major sins. This is from those major sins that a woman, she will anger her husband, yani, in a manner that's not proper, not allowed to anger him and to upset him and to cause him to become angry with her for not performing her right or something that he requested from her that is allowed and permissible. And the likes like this, the people of knowledge, they mention with regards to the Muslim female, the Muslimah, the Muslim woman, that after the right of Allah Azza wa Jal and the right of His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is no right that is greater upon her than the right of her husband. There is no right that is greater upon the Muslim woman after the right of her Lord and the right of her Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam than the right of her husband. So the author, he says, بَابُ إِغْضَابِ الزَّوْجِ وَقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, the chapter about angering the husband And the statement of Allah the Most High, فَالصَّالِحَاتُ قَانِتَاتٌ حَافِظَاتٌ لِلْغَيْبِ بِمَا حَافِظَ اللَّهُ. And Allah, He mentioned in this noble verse, and therefore the righteous women, فَالصَّالِحَاتُ, therefore the righteous women, who are they? Allah, He clarifies, قَانِتَاتٌ, قَانِتَات, meaning that they are مُطِعَات لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَلِي أَزْوَاجِهِنْ وَلِي أَزْوَاجِهِنْ يَعْنِي فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. قَانِتَات is from the قُنُوت, and the قُنُوت, the people of not, as they mentioned, يعني بمعنى دوام, دوام الطاعة, to be devout, to be upon obedience constantly, to be upon constant obedience and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is intended here? The righteous women, they are qanitat, meaning that they are constantly obedient and devout to Allah Azza wa Jal, worshipping Him with obedience, and from that likewise obeying their husbands. Obeying their husbands. So what is intended here, and this has been mentioned by Ibn Abbas, specifically qanitatun, qala Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, yani muti'at li azwajihin, meaning that they are devout and obedient, meaning that they are obedient to their husbands. They are obedient to their husbands. To their husbands. And again, this is something that the woman, she will perform for the sake of Allah. She will perform for the sake of Allah. And it has been mentioned and reported authentically on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he says that لا تؤدي المرأة حق ربها حتى تؤدي حق زوجها. And in some words, لا تؤدي المرأة حق ربها كله حتى تؤدي حق زوجها كله. That a woman, she will not fulfill the right of her Lord. A woman will not fulfill the right of her Lord entirely until she fulfills the right of her husband entirely. Entirely. Even in some wordings, it's been mentioned collected by Tabarani and other than him, authentically the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَتَجِدُ الْمَرْأَةُ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ حَتَّى تُؤَدِّيَ حَقَّ زَوْجِهَا. That a woman, she will not find the sweetness of faith until she fulfills the right of her husband. حَتَّى تُؤَدِّيَ حَقَّ زَوْجِهَا. Until she fulfills the right of her husband. So here, qanitat, no doubt, the woman, she's qanit, that is pious to Allah Azza wa Jal. But from that is fulfilling the right of her husband. The right of her husband. We continue in the class to come, inshaAllah. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.